Hi, I'm Roger McGuinn, and you're digging the Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ. Let your freak flag flang. Let your flag freak fly. Let your freak flag fly.
Well, well, it isn't the Doobie Brothers.
It smells like the art teacher's office.
You poisoned my sweet water.
Come around. hope you're digging the Flower Power Hour today, because I sure am. We're featuring Quicksilver Messenger Service, and that was the awesome title cut from What You Gonna Do About Me.
Yeah, man.
That was their last album before the reunion that had founding members David Freeberg and John Cipollina.
Last one for pianist Nicky Hopkins, too. And we heard Billy Thorpe back there with the Children of the Sun.
And Tom Paxton talking Vietnam potluck blues.
Thank you, baby, for finding that one. God, it's been decades since I heard that.
We may have to feature Tom Paxton someday.
Yeah.
And speaking of folk singers, this next one was written by Hamilton Camp.
Quicksilver on the Flower Power Hour.
Thank you.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Love came to my door with a sleeping roll and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spar. He was playing on the sidewalk for passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. It seemed like he read my mind. He saw me trusting him and still acting kind. He saw how I worried. Sometimes I worry sometimes. All the guilty people, he said, they've all seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues, and you could complete me, I'd complete you. His eyes were the color of the sand in the sea, and the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me. But I couldn't let go of L.A., city of the fallen angels.
Hi, it's Peter Harris from David Freiberg's Quicksilver Messenger Service. You've got the Flower Power Hour. The hour in which we make love to music in the flowers for an hour.
What?
Spreading peace and love with Joni Mitchell, Simon and Gar, Albert King, and Quicksilver.
Court and Spark from Joni, 59th Street Bridge Song from Paul and Artie, and Pride of Man from Quicksilver's first LP.
And Peter Harris, who is part of David Freeberg's Quicksilver, tells us they still play that in concert these days.
That song debuted on Hamilton Camp's 1964 album Paths of Victory, but it got a lot more popular when Gordon Lightfoot covered it in '66.
And we go to Quicksilver's Happy Trails album for My Long Deep Closer.
That was their second album, and it was recorded live at both the Fillmore East and Fillmore West.
We'll hear Mona, written by Ellis McDaniel, a.k.a. Bo Diddley.
And this is cool, honey. Bo Diddley wrote it as a song of praise for a 45-year-old exotic dancer who worked at the Flame Show Bar in Detroit.
First, a few words of wisdom from an unknown hippie.
Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain.
That's far out, man.
Peace.
Thank you. Build a house next door to you. How can I make love to you once in a while? Maybe we can go kissing through the vine. When I come out on the front, girl, you ought to listen to my heart going bumpity bumpity bum. Well, I need you, baby, and it ain't no lie.
This is Lisa Law. I was at Woodstock with the hog farm, and we fed over 200,000 people at the event. And if you happen to be at the original Woodstock 69, I need to talk to you. Please contact me through my Facebook page, Lisa Law Photography. Thank you. Lisa Law Photography.
And now for something completely different.
Andy and Barney were lawmen. Bravest you ever did see. Warned every crook in the record book to stay out of Mayberry. They were the law.
Yes, they were the law.
And they didn't know fear.
Wait a minute, Andy. It gets better in the second verse. Listen to this. A pretty boy Floyd come a-riding, and Dillinger too big as line. They weren't alone, there was Al Capone, and in back of Mac the night they rode the law.
Barney, hold it. Whoever wrote that did it for a joke.
I did not.
Thank you for coming. Please call again. Our next visiting hours will be just 1 week from tonight.
Groovy.
Groovy.
Good night.
And in the end, take is equal to the love you make.
You've been listening to the Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ. Join us again next time for more peace, love, and rock and roll.